You are so fucking selfish.
Did you just curse at me?
The last time she'd done that was before Oliver was born, and he'd blistered her ass. Wait, was that what was going on? Was she trying to provoke him into giving her a spanking? There had been a time in their relationship when that was exactly what cursing at him had meant. With the agreement among the dadbot doms whirling in his head, he couldn't help but think maybe she was feeling the same way. Maybe this was her trying to prod him into taking charge. Drawing himself up, he pulled at the part of himself he hadn't used in a very long time, metaphorically dusting it off, so to speak. His expression became stern, his voice deeper, and a tendril of anticipation curled through him.
You are going the right way for a spanking, Missy.
Her jaw dropped in shock. Then outrage flooded her expression. The pale skin of her face turned a shade of red he'd never seen before, her eyes flashing with unbridled fury, and a little warning went off in the back of his head. Logan realized he had completely misread her intentions.
Fuck.
He opened his mouth, brain scrambling for the right words to apologize, but it was already too late.
Out!
She hissed the word like an angry cobra ready to strike before he could even gather his thoughts. Logan held up his hands, not sure what she meant, but he could tell he'd royally pissed her off.
Sorry, Felicity, I think I misunderstood.
You think?
She interrupted, her hand cutting through the air in front of her. A striking motion, meant to cut off his words. Whirling, she stalked out of the room. Logan jumped up to follow her, and was shocked when she reappeared only a moment later and tossed his keys at him. Her voice was calmer, but barely, as though that brief moment out of eyesight had given her a small modicum of control over her emotions.
Get out!
What? Get out?
They needed to talk about this.
Felicity, be reasonable.
Even as he said the words, his brain screamed at him.
Mistake. Shit.
He was fucking this up royally. But he had good intentions. He just needed her to listen to him for a minute.
Get out!
Her voice was getting louder, and her face had turned nearly as red as her hair, which was a feat all in its own. Her arm flung out, pointing to the front door, and her head looked like it was about to explode. Clearly, she wasn't going to let him get a word in edgewise, or give him a minute to think of how to explain himself.
And go where?
He asked, exasperated, and starting to get a little ticked off himself. Yeah, he knew he shouldn't have told her to be reasonable, but she was being completely unreasonable.
I don't care, as long as it's not here. Just get out.
Her voice was turning shriller, as if she was about to start screaming if he didn't leave. Fine, he'd get out. When she was ready to be reasonable and talk about this, he'd come back. Her temper burned hot and fast, but a night alone would give her time to calm down and maybe remember to appreciate all he did do with the kids. Stalking to the door, he glanced up to see his kids at the top of the stairs. They were huddled together, eyes wide, obviously trying to listen to what was going on.
"We picked out our pajamas," Oliver whispered.
Taking the stairs two at a time, Logan pulled both of them into his arms.
"Daddy loves you, too. Good night. Sleep tight. I'm going to run an errand, but I'll see you in the morning."
He made the promise to them and to himself. Felicity would surely be ready to be reasonable by then. And if she wasn't, well, she would just have to put up with his presence.
"Night, Daddy. Good night, Daddy."
Emotion rose in his chest, making him blink back tears.
Fuck.
He loved them so much. Turning around, he saw Felicity at the bottom of the stairs, and just for a moment, he wished he could make things right. She looked as exhausted as he felt, bags under her eyes, her hair pulled back in a haphazard bun. But then she met his eyes, and he could see she was still pissed as hell.